Stitcher is garbage.
Really?
I hope Stitcher is listening to this because Stitcher is garbage.
I hope Stitcher's listening to this because that would mean we made it, man.
Yeah.
Podcast where we take a piece of media out of the cupboard, dust it off, toast it up, and serve it as something completely new.
This is episode number 92.
Oh, because we're in the future. And we have a special guest for this episode, which hasn't happened since, what, Horrible Girl? Amelia.
Yeah,
we went to Amelia's house. Special guest of Mark Jones, who is the host and producer and all things for
all
the
things podcast,
the Hoodoo Music Podcast, which is the topic of discussion. Which, yeah, it's a guest that's actually relevant. We've had irrelevant guests.
Oh,
before.
Yeah, very irrelevant
very very irrelevant guests. But yeah, we brought in Mark because he wanted to be here.
And we want him here.
Yeah, so we're just gonna talk about him, and he'll sit here and watch, and it'll be really uncomfortable. We're not actually going to allow him to interject.
No, it's so awkward.
You're allowed to show up, but you're not allowed to talk.
Okay, all right.
You can giggle at our jokes, but you
that's not different than, you know, whenever I do a podcast, whenever I record an artist for Hoodoo, I ask very simple questions.
Yes.
And let them talk.
Yes.
Because I am so awkward. Unbelievably awkward. I let them create the content, and then I present the content.
Well, and if the band actually listens to a few episodes before, they know what's coming, so they can prepare the content.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's actually helpful when you use, you know, the same format, which we don't do any format whatsoever.
No. Well, so, and we're very anti-format.
Well, so with that, you know, I actually try to, I want it to be a resource for musicians and for people wanting to know about the local music scene. And so what I like to do is actually take, as a resource for bands, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought completely.
That's what we do here.
I want to be a resource for bands. That's actually kind of what I'm focusing on, and while I'm on hiatus with the podcast in between seasons, is presenting some stuff. I'm actually recording a few mini episodes here and there to provide a resource for people who want to play in the area, play music in the area. So I'm going to be talking to like house show operators. And got a couple others lined up.
So you got Grandma lined up.
And Amelia and Walker. Tom. And, I haven't talked to Walker yet, but I intend to.
Nice.
And, supposed to be talking to Wes as well.
Okay.
So
who moved away, but still has a legacy.
Well, you know, we're talking about the radio room.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Yeah. Oh, that Wes. Okay. I thought you meant Candle Anderson.
Oh, no. Oh, Candle Anderson. I might try to talk to him, too. I don't know.
That's a legacy house show and a Hoodoo Music callback. All in one.
He's been on four episodes. He and Brandon Gallagher have been on the most episodes.
Right. So, and honestly, listening to your podcast as I was getting into the scene helped me know the bands that I'll be playing with.
I was about to say, you can put some sound, some names.
At least when they say, hey, you're playing with Sparrow's Point, I can go, hey, okay, so Sparrow's Point's freaking tight. They're awesome.
Yeah, they are.
We'll be playing with them.
Shouts out Sparrow's Point.
Yeah. Oh, they're tight. That means we have to get our crap together.
Yeah. Well, we played, our first show we played acoustic with Horrible Girl, and we knew what we were getting into there. We knew them from before. Basically the second show we lined up was at Grandma's house with Sparrow's Point. And, and because I had listened to the podcast, I knew who Sparrow's Point was. And I was like, okay, cool. And knew they were good guys and knew what I was getting into. But also you introduce, you, you did, even without talking to the house show people, you do a good job of introducing the house show scene to the listener.
Sure.
Which is important for the underground musician.
Right.
In the Greenville area.
I was going to say, it's good for the general kind of population, because unless you're kind of in the scene, you don't really know it exists.
Right.
So it's kind of good to try to bridge that gap between kind of the scene and maybe somebody who's interested but doesn't quite know how to get there.
Right. The weirdos in the borderlands of normie world.
Like, right. Right. Yeah. Which is usually where I hang out. Like, I'm always just sort of on the fringe. Thankfully, I knew Grandma, so,
yes.
You know, I knew, you know, I could just Facebook message and just be like, hey, how do I get to your house? And now that I've taken him home from D&D like 20 times, I can get there every
then
time.
Then you ended up in Grandma's D&D group.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, the house scene is it's a really good stepping stone, A, to build up your confidence, and B, to really... you know, hone your craft before you step into the
absolutely.
Before you go and make that impression on the radio room or
right.
You know, the people, on the venues that that are going to determine if you're booked or not for the next X, you know, years.
Right.
So yeah, and I like to keep going back to the house scene as well.
It's
a completely different type of show.
It is. And it's a different vibe in the room. Mm-hmm. It's very, to me, a house show is a very comfortable place.
It's way more intimate.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's very. It's more comfortable for you.
No. The whole vibe in the room is very comfortable.
Right.
I mean, when you're at Grandma's, everybody's very welcoming.
Yes.
You know, receptive to whatever you're doing.
But as a performer, if you can perform with somebody literally 2 feet in front of you.
Yeah.
No, in a house show,
I get you there.
Then you're going to be just fine on a stage with a 10-foot buffer.
For me, okay. So I actually majored in music in college. So to me, a house show is kind of like doing a studio performance where it's just you, the other people in your studio, and your voice teacher. Mm-hmm. You know, it's intimate. The lights are on. You can see everybody. You can gauge reactions in real time.
Yes.
You know, if you can do that, you can go up on the stage at the auditorium and perform in front of 1,000 people because you can't see them.
Yeah, I think a house show can be, you know, you're talking about how you might maybe be nervous and it's a proving ground, but also it's your friends.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting your friends out there and you feel comfortable with your friends. You trust your friends. And
right.
So you can, like, share that new
song.
Right.
You know, yeah.
It's a trusted crowd, but at the same time, they are right there. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah. There is no barrier, but at least there's friendly people there.
Yeah, they're friendly, but they cannot disguise their reaction.
No.
So if it's bad, you're going to know.
It's very true.
You are going to see every face in the room. You know, you're not behind a wall of lights where you can't necessarily see what the reactions are.
You have that moment where you like hit the wrong note and then you're looking around and you see a couple of faces. You make eye contact with a few people who are like,
I heard that.
But that, no, it's, you know, Tom Goss.
Yes, yes.
I was having a discussion with him one day, and he said something that stuck with me, and I remind musicians of this all the time. He says that when you're playing music, if you can we curse? Is that
oh yeah, yeah.
He oh says, yeah.
Say whatever the fuck. You
like
want. If you fuck up, nobody's gonna notice, but like when you nail it, they're really gonna notice.
Well, and Heath's take on it is if you hit a wrong note, hit it again.
Yeah,
well,
if you hit it three times,
you're playing jazz.
Right.
Three times is you're playing jazz.
That's exactly right. I was told that from when I was, you know, 14 years old playing the viola in my, you know, high school orchestra was that, you know, if you hit a wrong note, just play through it.
Right.
The worst thing you could do is freeze.
Yeah, just keep going.
Just plow through it.
Choke. I mean, if you're in a house show, you're playing in a confined space, you're playing loud. As long as you keep plowing.
You're fine.
You're fine. Right. Nobody's going to second guess it.
If you just keep playing through it, eventually that doubt will start to creep in of, was that a wrong note? Like, he just kept going
sometimes,
through it.
Sometimes a wrong note is right. I was recording...
That's how evolution works, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I was recording an album for Jacob Johnson a few years ago, mm-hmm. and there was one of his songs... it's very intense, very emotional song. And, okay. and towards the end of it, he had played his guitar out of tune. And we actually, the way he likes to record with me mm-hmm. is that we set up multiple microphones and we record a live take and then nice. Just blend everything so that it sounds right and it sits together right.
Yes.
But we record it in a live take.
It's single take.
That's the old, yeah, the old school yeah. old 50s, school. 60s yeah. before you had five, you know,
it's
five
actually, tracks. It was a okay. session for the album One Take Jake.
Okay.
The
album yes. that he nice. Put out. Perfectly titled.
Yeah, perfectly. Yeah.
Which
perfectly.
Is discussed in the first episode of the Hoodoo Music Podcast.
yeah. That's true. I did have him on the first episode. But there's one of his songs, as he's playing it, towards the end of the song, he had played the guitar out of tune.
Okay.
But he played through it. Mm-hmm. And I think we ended up keeping that
yeah.
take because it worked. He had played it out of tune just enough to where it just created this like tension.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
And
yeah.
in the song, and the song ends on this like intense kind of note.
Yeah, it gets like an emotional crescendo of, you right, know, yeah. I just poured so much into this that by the end of it, even my guitar could not take it anymore.
Right.
Yeah, basically, it's starting off with harmony and just and building towards dissonance
yeah.
as it goes. And there's no way you can't engineer that.
Right. No, that cannot be
that
faked.
Is something that has yeah. to be organic. And yeah. And if you can capture that, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which to me is one of the big benefits of the, you know, live take recording. Because a lot of times when you're recording tracks, it just gets too clean. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're doing something that's very raw, very emotional, very personal, you lose a little bit of that when you start tracking. Because, yeah, you know, the emotion you put into take one is probably not the emotion you put into take five.
That's very true.
You know, so just true. Going in there and hitting it one time, you get that, for one, you get that live feel. But, you know, then you also get that pure emotion. Yeah. Yeah.
I record bands live for the podcast, and I love the way the live sessions come out because there's it's in the moment. Right?
Yeah.
It's all very in the moment. And you get some funny stuff. You get some mistakes, but it all kind of adds up. And it's – I don't know. It feels good. It feels yeah. natural. You know, sometimes stuff that's coming out of the studio, even with like stuff that I'll produce with when I'm working with people on the yeah. side, sometimes it just is when it's like too polished.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, it sounds good, but it doesn't really like hook you.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And it won't capture you like a good live performance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like in our band, Revelator, which, you know. Whatever. We try to not over polish. We intentionally do not over polish. We
sure.
we leave rough edges just keep because that, you know, it allows you to, you know, kind of have that small feel to yeah, it, you know.
Absolutely.
That more quaint feel where, you know, this is an inside joke almost type thing, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and you can feel that this is real music.
For me, when I've recorded things, I can either do it one take.
Are you talking about your boy band?
No, I'm not talking about my
oh,
boy
okay.
band.
Oh, okay.
You got a boy band?
That's a whole different subject.
Wait, is this an episode that I missed? I don't know.
No, this is not.
It was actually, it was discussed on the Horrible Girl
yes,
episode.
It was. It was a dark time.
We can bring it back up.
It was a dark time.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. But no, when I've recorded stuff with bands, whatever, to do it one take, I'm good with that. But once we start tinkering, that kind of OCD part of my head is going to turn on and I'm going to mess with it and mess with oh, it yeah. and mess with it until it's absolutely
until it
perfect.
Snaps in half.
Right. Exactly. No, that's it, because that's who I am.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm going to re-record this, well, I may as well just re-record
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
And, you know, just start tinkering. And now I've been there all day yeah. to get one thing done.
That's the other night I met up with Amelia from Horrible Girl. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on their album
yes.
right now. And we were sitting there just listening to stuff as I was kind of working on it. And it must have been driving her nuts because I would set the session to loop a 10-second segment over and over again as I'm listening to, like, okay, the snare drum. I got to get – there's too much shell ring or there's too much, like, all this kind of just
yeah.
tinkering with the EQ and the compression and all that kind of stuff.
Meanwhile, as a singer, I'd be like, holy crap, I sound awful. Holy crap, I sound awful. Holy crap, I sound awful. You know, every 10 seconds.
Yeah. You
start to...
Why am I a singer? Why? I'd be having existential crises while you were trying to get the right drum tone.
It's useful, but it's also... Like, it's useful when you're trying to get it right, but it's also... It can overwhelm you.
It's work.
It's work. And I mean, like, thankfully, I enjoy doing that work. But yes.
This is the 15-minute portion of the show where we look at each other and go, what the fuck do we talk about?
I was going to bring up as a question, any kind of little preview from the new Horrible Girl record sounding...
It sounded pretty cool.
Go to a live show, you'll have a preview.
Play you know, Atlanta.
Drop a marker in here real quick.
We don't do that.
You don't drop in markers? You don't edit.
We don't edit.
Why would John edit anything?
Why would you edit? I was going to say I could totally like bring a song for you to use. But,
okay.
But
we can do that. Or was not a song right there.
If you heard it,
wasn't it awesome?
Wasn't it great?
Did you hear my stomach growl just now? Whoa.
The perils of recording at lunchtime.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
So, yeah, that was an awesome Horrible Girl song. If,
yeah, I mean, if, I'll if, heard, if it didn't play on the podcast, I will have totally let you guys hear it.
Because this isn't dropping until December. So
you're right, going to hear it.
The end of November.
End of November.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
End of November.
Yeah, yeah, it's the record's coming along. We've got a little bit of work to do. There's some cool stuff going on with it that I'm not at liberty to talk about yet.
Okay.
But or you know, it's not really my place to talk about it yet.
Right,
it's
right.
Just stuff that. Well, but I'm excited about
from
it.
From the direction they've been going with their recent live shows.
Oh yeah.
There's a, you know, it's a full band. There's it's five piece, right.
Yeah, yeah, they went from a three-piece to a five-piece.
Yeah, there's a keyboard, and it's a bigger sound. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
And they've brought in more ska influence.
There's definitely
more ska influence.
Perfect for
Ueno
me.
has made his mark.
He has.
It is no longer just a cowpunk band. And it is very ska now.
I think adding Jake on keys has really it's filled out the sound.
Yeah, nice.
It's really filled it out a lot. And of course adding a second guitar with Daniel. It adds a really nice dimension to the sound. And it gives it instead of just being kind of dirty and lo-fi, like a lot of the songs can be, especially when they play fast.
Yes.
You've got a little bit of play, a little bit back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it sound a little bit more fun.
Okay.
And a little bit less... it changes the direction.
The dynamics. Right.
Yeah,
right.
It changes
right.
The dynamics. Exactly.
It's a different dynamic.
That's the word I should have used.
Nah. But he was a music major, so.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's a word I use all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just dumb. I'm dumb. Dumb, Mark, dumb.
You haven't eaten. It's okay. and honestly, part of what has us having you here and the reason we're talking about this is because December 15th, we are doing the Hoodoo Music Festival.
Yeah.
To kind of mark Mark's hiatus.
And
transition him into season two, where we've got nine acts that have appeared on the podcast in the past, and we got them lined up for it's a house show. So right in line with Phil at Tom's house.
Yep. Turkey Point South. Make sure you message for the address.
Yep, DM for the address and
bit.ly/hoodoofest will take you right to the event page.
And if we think that you are a good enough person, we will send you the address.
That's right.
If you can pass a thorough vetting process of is this person a douche?
We're gonna run a background check. We're gonna be following you for 6 weeks prior.
I guess we better drop this sooner than I thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a house show. It's going to be, you know, from like, I don't think we have an official time yet, but it's like from 3 o'clock to 11.
3 to 11, I think it's time we've got it on the flyer.
What we've got on there right now.
By the way, great job on that flyer, dude.
Oh, thank you. I just took a whole bunch of disparate.
But it's put together well.
Okay.
It's put together nicely, and you and Tom and Dan and everybody that was involved in planning this did a great job.
Okay.
I just didn't have to do any work on it, and it was liberating.
And the best work is the work you don't have to do yourself.
Well, it was liberating, and it was beautiful, and it made me so. It was just like I felt so grateful. It was like wow, somebody else wants to do a thing and throw my name on it. Well, awesome. Awesome.
I think it was around the beginning of the year. Year, you know, when we first were starting to line up the podcast, because we were on in July, I think.
June 2nd. You did it on my birthday.
Okay.
Yeah. It got released on my birthday.
Okay.
When you actually recorded.
Yeah, so
okay. We recorded it a couple weeks before.
Yeah. A couple weeks before because the original recording date fell through, blah, blah, blah.
It happens. It happens frequently.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to have
use
like...
store hot dogs, blah.
I have lots of contingencies all the time.
Yeah. And at some point around there, I had mentioned to you, hey, man, you know, you should put together, like Pablo Palooza, but a hoodoo festival, you know, and you're like, nah, man, I don't think anybody'd ever come out. I think you're overestimating my reach.
Fast forward 4 months,
and I'm like, and I just kept bringing it up every once in a while.
Well,
and he's like, no.
And finally, y'all broke me on it. You and Dan.
It is a good moment. We didn't break you on it. We just went ahead and fucking did it.
Here, you're like, let's just do it. This. I was like, okay, go for it.
Like, you mind if we organize this and just throw your fucking name on it? Would that be cool?
Sure.
Because you're not going to go forward with this, so can we fucking do it?
But you've got me excited for it. You've got me excited for it. I'm really happy that it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's got Apricot Blush, friggin' Boo Hag, Horrible Girl,
Revelator,
Apartment Club, Finding Freedom, and then
Lloyd Van Horn. Tigraves
and Greatly. Yeah.
It's a nice mix too.
It's all over the place in genres. Yeah. You've got everything from hip hop to hard rock.
Right. You know? Right. And I think the plan is to get the solo acts and kind of fit them in during transitions.
Yeah, we'll work on the lineup.
Figure that out so it'll be a kind of more seamless thing.
Yeah.
That would be a good way to kind of mask over the, okay, we're moving all of our shit out, moving your shit in, is having a singer-songwriter or a hip-hop guy or somebody that can just do it with them in one thing.
Yeah.
Just kind of keep things going in between.
And Mark may have some ideas for things that might happen in between bands as well.
We've talked about a few things in that private message thread.
But if you don't show up, you won't know what happened.
That's right.
There we go.
Got to make sure you're there. You hit that Hoodoo Fest.
Yeah.
And we'll play that hoodoo music all night long, 11 o'clock.
Exactly.
When all of us old guys have to go to bed because
when the noise ordinance kicks in.
It's actually the noise ordinance kicks in at 11 o'clock. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So,
Sans Souci noise ordinance.
Yay. So apparently there's a 22-minute what the fuck do we talk about in this episode as well.
True. Yeah. What you want to talk about the podcast? What kind of questions do you have about the podcast? How about that? Because you've seen how the sausage is made, you know the inside baseball.
So where do you see the podcast going?
that's a very open-ended question.
That's one of his questions.
So that's fair. So one of the things I'm doing is now that I'm gonna start it into a seasonal format.
Okay.
Seasonal format, exactly. And so one of the things, I'm making a few changes, and this is the first time I'm officially announcing this.
Okay.
I'm actually going to do is instead of putting out the podcast every other week,
okay,
I'm going to put it out on the 1st and 15th of every month.
Okay.
And that way I have a little bit of time in between each one, and I can get ahead on stuff.
And some months gives you a little more time.
Right. Some months it'll give
you
more time.
Damn you, February!
February's
a bitch.
So, let's see. So, 1st and 15th of every month for the regular episodes. And I'm going to do it January through October.
Okay.
That way I have November and December.
And it's...
I may change that to January through September. I may take October, November, December off.
Okay.
Because that I'm still
holidays
sure
are a bitch to planning
anything. It's difficult, you know, it's the fall, and all my white friends want to hang out.
And have pumpkin spice lattes.
We can go outside.
Fires and drink coffee. And
we can go outside and not turn beet red the next day. Yes.
Right. I want to have some time to myself. It's nice. It's been like right now, even just the past couple of days since I put out episode 53, we're recording this a couple of days after that.
Yeah. We've mentioned there's a time warp.
There's time warp. This is time travel.
We actually thought ahead.
Yeah. For once. And I happen to be home today.
Normally. Yeah.
It's how time travel works, man.
Yeah. Normally, we post it the day we record it.
The turnaround is that fast. As soon as I send John my Google, file off my Google Drive.
We tried banking episodes, and then we just ended up going.
We got lazy because we didn't record for a month.
We got one banked. And then we ended up not having one banked anymore. Yeah. It's like, fuck it. I guess we got to record.
So that's basically, in terms of changes, that's what I'm looking at is doing 18 to 20 episodes every year. I've been doing about 25 or 26 every year.
Yeah.
And so trimming that down a little bit will be good.
Yeah.
It'll give me opportunities to kind of focus on regions as well. Like,
that was actually going to be my next question. Is there going to be a theme? Is there going to be any kind of, because the seasonal format will let you do that. It'll, you know, yeah. Today, you know, this season we're going to focus on this.
Well, and it's, I want to retain the local focus, but I want to branch out a little bit. Right. I've had a few Columbia bands. I've had a few touring bands coming through.
Hey, Pool Kids.
Pool Kids, they're awesome. God, they're so good. I keep, like,
numbers look so nice on YouTube.
That's like the highest viewed video I have. Although the most downloaded episode of the podcast is Tom Angst.
Well, yeah.
And second most is Apricot Blush. They've been neck and neck for a while. Tom Angst recently pulled ahead in its numbers.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jackson. I've been listening to the Tom Angst a little bit more. I'll try to get some more downloads in there for you.
You can't tell everybody that you're the only person downloading my podcast.
Those numbers might be wholly supplied by me going, oh, crap, I played it all the way through. Redownload.
Why would you redownload it? Just download and save it.
My podcast app.
Oh, yeah,
podcast once it's apps. Played... It goes away.
You gotta change that setting, man. Save.
But I want them to go away once I've listened to them.
That's true. Yeah. I listen to so many podcasts every week that I need them to
delete.
Right. No, I'm the same way. Away.
It's gotten to the point now where a lot of times I don't
Some of mine are super long form. They're like 5.5 hours long. So yeah, they need to go away after I listen to them.
You know, I know that iTunes, if you stream it through iTunes, it counts as a download on whatever service people are using.
Yeah.
So I, most of the time now, since I use an iPhone and I use Apple Podcasts for everything, I just stream directly.
Yeah. And you just keep it on loop while you sleep.
Well, no.
I've gotten to where now I just put a sleep timer on it and just.
I've got probably about 30 podcasts I'm listening to right now.
Right.
Swapping between, including Black Market Toast.
Woohoo!
It's on the list.
Do we want to compare podcasts?
I love your logo, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Just something about your logo is nice. I've actually let a log of episodes build up so that I can listen to them all at once.
Okay.
So I've like let the last 5 episodes of your show build up so that I have something to listen to.
Good. So he doesn't know that we've been talking shit about him.
I'm about to find out. You know, are we going to talk about podcasts?
We can. We can talk about, you know, Tom Angst. We can talk about.
That was the thing. I had to go to Apple Podcasts to start listening to yours because the podcast app I use like hasn't posted one of yours since. Pool Kids.
Stitcher?
Actually, yeah, Stitcher.
Stitcher is garbage.
Really?
I hope Stitcher's listening to this because Stitcher is garbage.
I hope Stitcher's listening to this because that would mean we made it, man.
Yeah. We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher is just like previewing this. You guys suck. You know, I recommend for Android people like Podcast Addict.
Yeah.
That's a really popular one.
I use Pocket Cast.
Pocket Cast is another one
that's
really popular.
$3 one time, and I've had it
on Podcast Addict is free.
Well, I paid $3 one time, and I've had it on like 4 devices.
You know, there's like an Android just one-touch thing you can do that'll automatically subscribe Androids to podcast feeds. I have it set up on the website for Hudu.
Okay.
bit.ly/localbandpod. It'll take you right to where you can subscribe to everything.
Is the YOLO 420 down? Or
YOLO, it's still there. YOLO420.com/localbandswag, yo. Well, no, don't leave off the yo.
Yo. .com, yo.
Yeah, there are a couple of like podcasts in the area I would love to plug if that's okay.
Yeah.
Magnetic Mystery Hour.
Yes.
I don't know if you've checked that out or not.
I have.
I have not.
Oh, Magnetic Mystery Hour is dope.
But he's moved off of it. He's doing his vaporwave now.
He's doing both of them.
He just hasn't come out with anything.
He hasn't recently. It's not like set to be a. It's not a like every 2 weeks or every week kind of thing. It's like once a month
ish.
Magnetic Mystery Hour is put out by Houdini Mansions, HoudiniMansions.com, which is a music review website. I write for it occasionally, and Gray Lee actually runs that website. So Magnetic Mystery Hour is his podcast where he actually plays a lot of different tracks from a lot of different underground artists.
Nice.
It's pretty cool stuff. He actually gets into some noise and experimental stuff too, yes. which I'm becoming more of a fan of the like the harsh noise and
it's hard.
It's weird. I'm actually starting to like. I've gotten to the point now where I like listening to noises coming through static. Like there's something about it. It's just like, hey, there's I hear something. It makes me want to listen to it. You know, I don't know. Let's see another.
We unintentionally do that when we record.
there's another podcast out of Asheville, Holy Crap Records.
Okay.
I recently checked them out because they also this week featured Her Pilots.
Okay.
One of their songs, and so I checked them out. So I'm really enjoying. It's called Holy Crap Records. I think their website is hlycrprecords.com.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that.
Just Google Holy Crap Records.
Holy Crap Records. Yeah. There you go. I think that's it that I wanted to shout out for right now. Of course, Black Market Toast, but I'm on that one. So If you're listening to this,
you're listening to this.
You're listening to this. Here you are.
Yeah, wherever you go.
You found us.
There you go. Wherever you go, there you are.
Those are in terms of like I've also just gotten into music-based podcasts, which was weird because I wasn't before. I liked to listen to music or I'd listen to talk. But there's actually another one that called Ragbag.
Okay.
It's a British podcast.
Okay.
Guy named Frank Burton. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. It's basically just, is it Frank Burton? No, Ragbag. R-A-G-B-A-G. One word. It is equal parts underground music it is a well-arranged playlist on the episode.
Okay.
It's kind of like Zach's thing.
But it is intercut with dry, absurdist comedy.
Okay.
That I can get behind.
Like he is a bizarre radio DJ, and it's great. It's so great.
Nice.
There was this whole episode where he's talking about he reads fake letters from fake listeners and responds to them directly. And something started about like a club for corrugated metal enthusiasts. And there is a two-part episode where he's talking about the strange things that happened at his corrugated metal club enthusiasts.
So it's like Welcome to Night Vale with music.
sort of. But like, it's not quite that. It's not as immersive in like the Welcome to Night Vale. I don't know. I love audio dramas, though.
Yes, yeah.
King Falls AM is one of my favorites right now.
See, and I'm just trying to get into more of the music podcast because I am making a longer drive now.
Okay.
So I've got this 2-hour and 20-minute drive that I make twice a week.
And
for as much as I enjoy the 538 Politics podcast, like, I can't listen to that for 2 hours or else I'll be on the side of the road asleep.
What you need to do is listen to politics.
Yeah.
That is my favorite.
Yeah, I've got that one on the list. I listen to the Political Gabfest and that sort of thing. But eventually I just need like last night I came home at 10:30 at night. So
Jonah Radio is pretty good too.
Jonah Radio is good.
Which is LA based. It's a bigger name.
I recommend the Hoodoo Music Podcast.
Yes, that one is. No, I have subscribed to that.
There's a substantial backlog of episodes that you can go through.
I know.
There are actually 53 episodes currently that you can listen to. Well, 55, really, because there are two episodes that are
bonus episodes, yes.
Let's say we're at 50 because I listened to 5 of them last night, so. Nice. As I was driving home, I was like, "Yep, gonna listen to this."
So which ones did you listen to?
I listened to yours.
Nice.
My throat was crap. It was.
And John immediately puts a caveat.
No. Seriously, I figured out after recording that I figured out in like July that switching to Diet Coke, there's something about Coke that coats your throat and doesn't allow the citric acid to get to your vocal cords.
Correct.
Diet Coke. The citric acid was killing me. It was just killing my voice.
It's also the overcarbonation.
I could sing about
the overcarbonation.
I could sing about 4 songs and I was fucking done. And I've switched to water, coffee,
water, pineapple juice for when you're singing.
Okay,
like before you sing.
But that's acidic as well.
Pineapple.
That's acidic as well. So I don't know.
I know. Yeah. It's Jacob Johnson's thing. He eats,
I go with the old school vocalist, tea, honey,
yeah,
whiskey if I, you know, really feel
well. Like it. But what I ended up doing, I would have a sore throat, so I'd drink more Diet Coke, and that was just, right, making it worse.
What, yeah, between that and the overcarbonation Diet
Coke. Yeah, so after about August,
yeah, and also
my throat
garbage. Diet Coke is garbage.
Yes. But it's better garbage for me than Coke was because of blood sugar. But now gotcha. I'm off.
Switching.
So, now I'm on tea and coffee for the caffeine.
And that black coffee.
Yeah. Mm. Got that black tar coffee.
Mm. Right in the veins.
Pure Colombian black tar coffee.
Yep. Spoonful of black coffee. Don't even bother with the filter.
Just throw it in your gum.
Hey, no, you joke. There is
that's how you stay away while you're listening to political podcasts.
There's an actual product called Grinds. And it looks like Skull Bandits.
I've had it.
They're delicious.
I love them.
So Grinds, we'll give them a plug.
And huge they, plug like, for Grinds.
By the way, Grinds, if you're listening, you need to pay these dudes because we're about to plug your product. We will plug your shit. Grinds is a... Have you seen them, John?
No.
It looks like a Skull Bandit.
It's a dip can.
Yeah.
Pouches inside, like dip pouches, but full of coffee.
Nice.
And you can get different flavors of coffee.
I had the chocolate mint one.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Fantastic.
And I like,
and you don't have to spit in a cup.
I'll tell you what, you just swallow it because you need that caffeine.
Yeah. That'll clear your headache out. Yeah. By the way.
I'll tell you what. I put like three of those things in at once because I was dragging butt.
And you weren't anymore.
It was, I started getting caffeine jitters a little bit. And that was back when I still smoked cigarettes. And so it was like that combined with nicotine. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
you were buzzing.
Well, I was geeking, man.
But yeah, no, because I used to dip, back in school and back in the day. And it's the perfect place to just kind of, it's the perfect substitute to just kind of. Yeah, if you just have to have
just
something
to
in there.
Not have mouth cancer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so. Exactly.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe direct coffee on your... maybe all the...
Damn it. There goes the sweet Grinds money.
But you know what? Grinds, you make a great product.
They do make a fantastic product.
If you want to send me some free coffee, like a free couple rolls of coffee dip, like, hook a dude up.
Send it to Mark Jones Audio.
Email me some coffee dip, dog.
Just some coupons. I'll take coupons.
Coupons for free stuff. I'll take it. I'll even pay shipping.
On coupons?
No.
You send me a coupon for a free thing, and I'll pay you to ship it to me.
Yes, right. No, shipping on email coupons. I'll pay the shipping.
25 cents off and 40 cents shipping on the letter.
It's okay.
So what were we talking about? We got distracted by coffee, and Diet Coke, singing.
Yeah, just different gimmicks that singers use to open their mouth or open their throat up a little bit.
And honestly, coming into my short list of bands that I would really like to play with, coming into the whole experiment that is Revelator. One of them the only one that hasn't been realized is Tom Angst. And that's just...
You want to play a show with Tom Angst?
Yeah.
They're hard to nail down sometimes.
They're playing everywhere. And
Danielle's pretty, she does most of their booking, I think.
She's got it going off to another guy.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
They
have a manager now. Yeah.
Okay. I thought Super she was going
to
come
out. I tried to line them up for the grandma show in August, but they were booked that day.
I got you. Yeah, well, that's good though because they're talented and they're going to go places.
Well, what is that?
Sorry, that's our clock. It plays Beatles music.
We do not have the copyright for that.
Neither did the clock. It's a MIDI file. It's okay.
I want to play with Tom Hanks, but also I wanted to make a flyer. I my initial attempt for that show, I wanted to line up Tom Hanks and Shit Karate, and make a movie poster flyer of Tom Hanks
versus Shit Karate.
Shit Karate. Oh, nice.
Like, okay, so yeah.
So Tom Hanks in the movie Shit Karate. Like,
okay. You have like, use Tom Hanks' face.
Yes, yes.
On the flyer.
Yes.
But like.
But with like.
Red eye. Like.
And the Karate Kid bandana on.
Ooh. Ralph Macchio Hanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, so like, yeah, I had this whole thing envisioned, and neither band could play it.
No, that's a bummer.
So at some point, this has to happen.
Well, you were saying the bunch of podcasts you listen to.
I mean, it's mostly I listen to a lot of politics stuff.
Yeah,
I listen to some of the long form, like weird stuff. Have you ever listened to those conspiracy guys?
I listen to Mysterious Universe every week.
Those conspiracy guys, they release about every 2 or 3 weeks. It is long form. I mean, we're talking 4 or 5 hours. It's four Irish guys.
Irish guys. I don't know if I can handle the accent like for 5 hours straight.
It gets, we'll see how I listen to it before I go to sleep. So it's very kind of level.
Very grating.
But I mean, they're
just kidding, Irish people. I love your accent.
From sleeping well, actually.
They start deep diving into like weird subjects. Like, I mean, they'll focus on like the Illuminati one episode. Their most current episode's on like Ted Bundy conspiracies. You know, just...
I thought you said weird.
But they've... The whole thing is they sort of half believe it, and they leave enough there to where, you know, if you want to start looking at more of it, you can.
So it's
they present the facts, evidence, and some of the fringe bullshit.
So it's the ancient
without
alien,
taking sides.
It's the ancient aliens approach, where you give evidence that make you go, "What the? How the fuck is that there?"
And right,
they jump to aliens,
but they don't. Yeah,
yeah, they don't give any.
They, yeah, you know, they don't jump to aliens. They just kind of give you enough to kind of get your teeth into. And they present some other things.
I love ancient aliens because I love seeing the evidence that they're showing, and I'm like, why is that there?
It's not fucking aliens, but what is it?
We need to figure out why this is there, and then they jump to aliens and you laugh, and it's like, but no, why is this here?
If you like stuff in that vein, I actually just started listening to a podcast. It's pretty new. Like 2 or 3 episodes have come out. 2, I think. It's called Wild Thing, and it is a... two full episodes have come out in a trailer. It's called Wild Thing. He's a former NPR journalist.
Nice.
Basically doing a podcast about Bigfoot.
Nice.
Specifically nice. Because her, it was a distant relative, same last name, that sort of thing, was a, he was...
absolutely, you know, fantastic, like, cover art on this podcast, by the way.
For real, yeah. Fantastic cover
nice.
Art.
Yeah.
But it, Laura Krantz is her name, and... she gets into this because her she is related to Dr. Grover Krantz, who was an anthropologist who in his spare time was
a Bigfoot enthusiast
with finding Bigfoot. He was convinced that Bigfoot is real and it is not some magical being. It is just an animal or it is a relative of humans that we can't seem to locate. And it's out there. And he was...
Because it's smart enough to know better than to let us see.
He took a very scientific approach to a very sort of fringe topic, which is cool. I'm okay with that.
So she is going into it, and the more she's... Even in 2 episodes, the more she's going into it, the more she's like, this is... You know, there might be a Bigfoot out there.
Right, right.
Which I like that open-mindedness about stuff like that. You know?
And that's one thing that I'll give those conspiracy guys. Like, they don't necessarily back any of sort of the crazier... You know, fringe parts of some of the things they talk about, they present them. Sometimes they'll be like, yeah, it's probably not, you know, that's a little too far out there.
Probably not this, but...
They do present present all the evidence, let the listener decide for themselves, you know, and if they want to research more into it, that's fine. And I'm hoping that's what that does, too.
Sure.
Well, hopefully it's better than the TV show Finding Bigfoot, which I've said repeatedly is both hilarious and awesome.
This is starting to have...
false advertising.
Totally false advertising.
They don't have,
but they have the guy who, like, reenacts Bigfoot as one of the people that finds Bigfoot. So I'm assuming that they found him. It's just he's the guy.
No.
what I'm liking about this is it's starting to have that true crime documentary feel.
Nice. Okay, cool.
but
because it's yeah. NPR. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, former NPR. Well, yeah, okay. She's not.
She was trained in the arts of the NPR.
The blood of NPR runs through it.
The remnants of
viscera. It never really leaves your body. The NPR. Never, ever. Well, I guess that's as good a place as any to wrap up.
The blood of NPR.
The blood of NPR. It is not on our hands. Shameless self-promotion. We've pretty much pitched sure, it the can, whole time. But
I can
rattle off all kinds of shit.
Absolutely. Again, I'm Mark. I'm the host of the Hoodoo Music Podcast, and I focus on presenting live interviews and live performances both in audio format and in video format with local artists and artists passing through or around the upstate of South Carolina. The easiest way to check out Hoodoo is to go to bit.ly/localbandpod. That's where I've got links for where you can subscribe on all sorts of stuff. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel from there. You can follow me on social media on Twitter and on Instagram at Mark Jones Audio. That's where I post not only Hoodoo-related stuff, but stuff about when I record bands for free as well. And if you want to help me, like, support bands, you know, support me recording bands for free.
Support Mark.
And if you want to help me, like, pay the bills with doing that, because sometimes it is money out of my own pocket to do it. If you want to help me, you know, give back to the arts community, you can just support it at patreon.com/MarkJonesAudio. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
I support him. You should too.
Yeah, John's actually a $5 a month supporter, and that's no, that's rad. And you know what?
My wife might hear this. No, she doesn't listen. Never mind.
But my wife doesn't either.
But even a dollar a month would help out tremendously, and you get bonus material from the Hoodoo Music Podcast.
You do.
And whenever I'm recording a band and there's a single ready for download, you're going to get that for free. That sort of thing, as long as the band's cool with it. Mm-hmm. People who support the Patreon get some cool stuff. People who do a little bit more actually get even more cool stuff, which I got to get back on.
Get good stuff, yeah.
That stuff's available. The stuff that's already there is available.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all about all I have to say about that. Your dog is incredible.
She's just
pet me. And you can follow us on Facebook at Black Market Toast. And my band Revelator will be playing at the Hoodoo Music Festival on December 15th.
Yeah, they will.
Which is, you know, affiliated with the podcast that we just mentioned, and we've talked about it. So, and yes. You are?
I'm that Joe you know on Instagram. Come look at my dogs. There are pictures.
They're incredible, magnificent dogs. He's got the Doges and the Doggo.
And since this is a time warp, I almost forgot. And next time, we will be discussing The Devil's Advocate.
The movie?
The movie.
I fucking love that movie.
Which is Keanu Reeves' Al Pacino vehicle.
Fucking classic.
Yeah. That'll be the last one of the year.
Yeah.
And then we'll go into Christmas and New Year's and not mess with that shit, because holidays,
yeah,
and scheduling, and yeah. So after that, yeah, we'll have one more, and then we'll be taking a break until January.
Yeah,
which we're just skipping one episode, basically. But yeah, and we're barreling down on our 100th episode. We might have to figure out something.
Yeah,
so we'll figure something out. We don't have a Patreon. We don't have any money.
You should. If you want to set up a Patreon, let me know. I'll send you the invite, and you can. That referral.
You get referral money.
I think we both get referral money.
Woo!
So
yeah, we'll figure that out. And
yeah, hey, yo, if you ever want to like start a Patreon for something, let me know, and I will send you the referral, and that way we can
since this is a time warp, if we've set up a Patreon, that link will be here.
This podcast will always be free, but we could use some upgrades and equipment from time to time, and you could help us out with those expenses by going to patreon.com/blackmarkettoast.
Yes. And we'll talk at you next time.
tear down, waste time, black mark, kill, toast.